Well, praise the Lord. Let's have a word of prayer. Father God, we come to you thanking you so much for waking us up this morning with the mind to serve you, Father God. We thank you for this day, a day we would have never seen had it not been for your goodness. Lord, we thank you that we can come together, Lord, and lift you on high. We thank you, Father, for sending your son, Jesus. Oh God, had he not died for us, where would we be? We want you to know we appreciate it, Lord. We don't take it for granted. And Lord, we thank you for connecting us through the Artist International business, Lord God. We thank you for Pastor B. We thank you for Pastor P.K. Roberts, Lord God. We thank you for each and every sister and brother that is on this call that is gathered under the sound of my voice. Lord, we love you so much and we adore you. We thank you, Father God, for this call and we want you to have your way. Take over, Lord. Lord, speak through the pastor. Say what you would have him to say to us, Father God. And Lord, where we fall short, we'll come up. And Lord, where you want to bless us, we receive it already. We love you so much, and we need you. Continue to have your way. Thank you for this Good Friday, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We love you, and we adore you. Thank you, Father God, that we live by faith. Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Thank you, Father God, that we could walk by faith. Now we want you to continue to have thine own way. We welcome you once. We welcome you twice. We welcome you in Jesus Christ. Continue to have your way. And my sisters and my brothers, go out and have y'all a blessed and prosperous day in the hands of the host. Host, are you there?
I am, Minister Wanda. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you loud and clear. Take it away. God bless you.
Well, God bless you. Thank you so much, Minister Wanda, for seating us and greeting us, for opening up this call in prayer, and for welcoming us to the line here on this Good Friday, and where you said, now live by faith Friday. So we thank you for that tag for the day. God bless you, woman of God. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning, and happy Good Friday to each and every single one of you. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I am residing here in Southern California, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on behalf of our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. It is definitely an honor to be here on the Master's Call on this day that God has made, and we stand on scripture reference, Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So as we open up this call every single Monday through Friday in prayer, we also close this call in prayer, and today is Friday, so that means that we have part two of the call where we hear your praise reports, your prayer requests, and your testimonies. If you are visiting us for the first time, we welcome you to the Master's Call. We just want to let you know that this call does have a website, and you could go to www.themasterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net, and you will see all of our messages that have been archived there, our bios for our ministers that come on the line and speak, and just some other information that will keep you inspired as you walk, as you believe, as you are empowered, enriched, and enhanced as you begin your day here on the Master's Call. If you would like to be a greeter here or your prayer warrior, you have a message that you would like to share, please send us an email to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and our prayer general, Minister Robin, or our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. immediately following this call every day, we have the opportunity to head over to the morning motivational call. And if you have been listening this week, you know that we have been reloaded here in Artists International. God definitely showed up and showed out in a mighty way in Houston. So we thank you guys for all your prayers. But please join us at 530-881-1300 in the access code 539598#. And we will definitely hear you on that line. I am so excited about what God is doing in Artists International, and that is the vehicle and thread that brought us together here on the Master's Call. And if someone invited you to this line, please get back with them and ask them to share with you what Artists International is all about, for truly an appointment with artists will definitely change your life. Well, this morning, it is time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. And our speaker for this morning, he is no stranger to the Master's Call. I'm telling you, when he comes on with a mighty word, and he comes on with power. You heard him come on the line this morning all the way from Brooklyn, New York, and you heard him with an accent that comes from Trinidad, Tobago. I'm telling you, this man is definitely a miracle walking, saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. Pastor, he is a husband, he's a father, he's an artistpreneur, and I'm telling you, we know him because of his Lviv testimony. Definitely, Lviv has saved his life. So without further ado, I bring to you on this Good Friday, none other than the phenomenal Pastor John. Pastor John, are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am. Could you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, man of God. Take it away.
Oh, praise the Lord. Father God, we thank you for this time. We pray that your word will go forward and achieve and accomplish that which is good. This I ask for your honor and glory. Anoint me at this time. In Jesus' name, amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning to all God's beautiful people, which is artist people. But if you're not an artist person, God is still good, and you are still beautiful. And today I want to give honor to God and to the Holy Spirit, because God and the Holy Ghost, which is synonymous with each other, is the head of my life. Giving honor to God for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon, the founder of and host of this great, great, great time we spent together for so many years in worshiping God every Monday to Friday as life goes on. We want to give honor to God for the host and all the hostess and hosts that always host these programs and mornings. We want to give honor to God for our founder or leader of this entire work that we do, Dr. Dorothy Cook, and the owners of Artists International, the entire family. God bless you this morning. I greet all God's children in Jesus' name. Amen. Today it's time to testify, or it's time to go and tell something. Do you have something to tell in your life? I know most of you came back from a convention that says reloaded. Oh, praise God. And today, Good Friday, which Sunday will be Resurrection Sunday, which is Easter Sunday, I wrestle with the fact that should I bring a traditional Good Friday message today or bring something that constitutes both, because Jesus Christ is alive and well. Today is time to experience the resurrection and the life, but more important is to testify. Let me give you an example this morning before I begin. The cell phone experience. Most of us, when you're speaking on your cell phone and it run out of the battery power, you say to the other person, my cell phone is dead. When you go to the airport and you go to public buildings, you always seen, even in the convention, you see someone with a battery charger, a phone charger, looking for a source to give that cell phone resurrection and life again, to give that phone life again, because without plugging into the source, without achieving that source of life, it will always be dead and it become useless. The question today, are you dead? Do you need life? Oh, praise the Lord in the name of Jesus. Could I talk about la vida? Could I talk about life? Could I talk about living, lifetime, existence, liveliness, and love? Oh, I want to talk about all this morning. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. That's in John chapter 11 and verse 25. Mark chapter 16, verse 6 and 7 says, and he said unto them, be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold, the place where they lay him. But go your way. Tell the disciples. Go and tell. And Peter, that he goeth before you in Galilee, there shall ye see him as he said unto you. May God bless his word. Today he's not here. He's risen. Could I tell someone something this morning? 3 days and three nights earlier, Christ has been crucified and buried in a tomb belonging to Joseph, a friend of the cause. Several women, what are we going to do without women? Hallelujah, praise God. Several women, including Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary, the mother of James, prepared spices to anoint his body and waited until both the Sabbath involving the feast of the Passover and the weekly Sabbath had passed. They came to the tomb to complete their task. Very early in the morning on the first day of the week, they found that the body of Jesus was missing. An angel told them, he is not here, but he is risen. The angel explained how Jesus predicted his resurrection and how its fulfillment resulted in the tomb, hallelujah. When the woman, hallelujah, remembered his words, as they remembered, oh God, as they returned to the disciples, excited and inspired as they told what they have seen and experienced, they had come to a place of the dead, seeking a dead leader. They left knowing that, oh God, they were serving a living God. The woman gave a testimony of their experience. Do you have a testimony inside of you this morning? Or if you are dead this morning, it's time to get a hold of this Jesus I'm talking about. That they testify that Jesus is the resurrection and the life. They told what they have seen and heard, that Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Even today, those who are low in spirit and face impossible situation receive their first inspiration from those who have shared their experience with God. They share their experience with God that Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Those who have been touched by the hand of God perform a mighty work when they share what God has done in their life with others. There is nothing more encouraging to a person who faces the prospect of fighting cancer to hear the testimony of a cancer survivor. Oh, am I getting this message through this morning? To know for a fact, do you have a testimony? Or if you have a testimony, then you could reload. Then reloading makes sense, my friends. The words of a person who fail in businesses and funks success after failing multiple times is encouraging this morning to all of us. The encouraging words of a person who have overcome adversity serve as evidence that we too, hallelujah, can do the same. That's why it's important for every believer to benefit of their experience in life with others. each time we testify about God's greatness, power, and strength. We provide a testimony that helps convince someone else that no matter how dark it gets, there is always a bright light in heaven. Each time we testify, we say like the songwriter, "He touched me, oh God, mama, sikura maka. He touched me, and all the joy that fills my soul. Nothing, something happened, and now I know. He touched me and made me whole." Do you have that testimony that said Jesus touched you? Can you have the testimony to know that you were dead and you take your charger and hallelujah, charger, and plug it into Jesus? Now that you are resurrected and you become life because the Christian cannot die. The woman gave the disciples their testimonies, but they were not completely convinced like some of us. We are still doubting the resurrection and the life. That Jesus Christ is indeed that resurrection and life this morning. Suppose someone, hallelujah, suppose I told you someone you thought was dead show up a few days later after the funeral, what will you do? This was the dilemma that the disciples faced on the day of the resurrection. They had witnessed the crucifixion in all its details. Now they were being asked to believe when the woman testified that the man they saw crucified and buried was indeed alive. They were cautious before accepting this truth, demanding to consider the testimony before they believe that Jesus Christ is the resurrection and the life. It is the same with everyone who has partaken in what seems to have a failed experience. When assured that all is not lost, we want to be sure. We want to be sure by the testimony that the evidence is clear and the assurance is sound. In the case of the resurrection of Christ, the evidence of his death was certain. This Good Friday, as we, oh God, do a memorial Friday, just to, oh God, recognize, hallelujah, and to, oh God, meditate, and to, oh God, bring ourselves to the place, oh God, where Jesus Christ suffered, hallelujah, and knowing for a fact he's still alive today. The 11 men were with him in the garden when the temple guards came to seize him. They were close by when he was tried by the Sanhedrin council and found guilty. They were close by when Herod mocked and ridiculed him. Oh, yes, my friends, they were in the crowd when Pilate handed him over to be beaten by the soldiers, oh God, and for crucifixion. They watched as he carried a cross toward Golgotha. He fell three times. They watched as he was nailed to the cross, hallelujah, Masi Kurabaka, and, oh God, lifted up high. They were present when he gave up the ghost, and he died, and he said, "It is finished." He says, "Father God, in the name of Jesus, it is finished, hallelujah. I give them order. I have finished my job. I have run the course in the name of Jesus. I have given mankind everything that they wanted." They saw him buried, oh God, and placed in the tomb. They saw the stone roll in front of the tomb and God's place in front of the tomb. For the disciples, it was enough evidence of Jesus Christ's death, but they needed to breathe new energy. They needed to be reloaded again. Oh, praise God, because all their hopes was lost. It was dead like some of us. Oh, God, let me speak for once. 30 seconds for our academic situation, our daily life. We believe this is dead. We believe our business is dead. Oh, praise God, but where do we get? How do we believe, hallelujah, it can be resurrected and it can live again? How do we bring ourselves, hallelujah, like the disciples, hallelujah, needed a new breath, hallelujah, of energy into their hopes and dream? Was the testimony and evidence that he was was truly alive. Oh, praise the Lord. I don't care this morning what kind of program you have or what kind of system you have. Unless you go and tell, unless you experience what I experience. Oh, praise God, what I experience in Addis. You can have the same experience with the Lviv, meaning to live in the name of Jesus, meaning to live. I went in the dictionary last night and I researched the word to live. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, let's get back to the topic this morning. Oh, praise the Lord. They received their evidence in three different testimonies that resulted in the disciples being glad instead of being sad. Similarly, today, there are thousands who face prospect of failure, defeat, and hopelessness. The message of the resurrection is that despite what seems to be lost, hope is still alive. Do you understand? When the cell phone is dead and you cannot use it anymore, you must begin to search. You are eager looking for a socket. You got your battery charger in your hand and you are asking people, could I use you? Hallelujah. Could you plug this in for me? I got a situation that is dead right now. I need it to become alive again. I need it to be functioning again. That's why Jesus Christ asked them, why are you, Pastor John, behave yourself this morning, calm down. Why are you frightened? He asked. Why are your hearts filled with doubt? Look at my hands. Look at my feet. Can't you really see it's me? Touch me and make sure I am not a ghost. Still, let's stood there in disbelief, filled with joy and wonder. Then he asked them, do you have anything here to eat? And they give him a piece of broiled fish with honeycomb. Do you understand the fish is omega-369? Do you understand the honeycomb is antioxidant? Why did Jesus eat after he was raised from the dead? There is a purpose, because he came to prove to us that he was still in the mortal body, to show you his hands and show you his feet. And as he spent time, as he ascended into heaven, he showed us what the rapture will be like. Oh God, he was transformed from, oh God, mortal to immortality in the name of Jesus. He asked, hallelujah, and he said to them, yes, it is written long ago, hallelujah, that the Messiah will suffer and die and raise from the dead on the third day. It was written that this message will be proclaimed in the authority of his name to all nations, beginning in Jerusalem. There will be forgiveness of sin for all who repent. You are witnesses of these things, oh God, and now I send you, oh God, the Holy Spirit, just as the Father promised, but stay and wait until you get filled. Do you have a testimony in your heart? Do you got dead situations that taking place in our lives today? Oh God, we come back shouting out. So many people call me and say, Pastor, it was a great convention. Oh God, it was reloaded. It can be only reloaded when you go and testify. I don't care how much conference call you go to. I don't care how much conventions you go to. If you are not testifying like the woman when they went to Jesus' tomb, oh God, they could have stayed there, oh God, and just worship God for themselves, like some of us in church. Oh God, we got revival service, we got convocations, oh yes, my friends, we got, oh God, hallelujah, Holy Ghost meeting and crusades. We keep everything to ourselves unless we leave the church building and the sanctuary and go out and testify. The church cannot grow unless we leave the convention and the conference call and go out and testify what you have experienced with the products that you have. Unless you tell people, oh, to tell them, oh God, go and tell. The angels say, go and tell. Go tell it on the mountain. Go tell Peter. Go tell somebody. Go talk about it. Go tell someone. Hallelujah. I plugged in into the source. And when I plugged into Jesus, when Paul says, If you don't have the Spirit of God living inside of you, you are none of His. When you're plugged into the source, you're plugged into Jesus, because indeed He is the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. May God bless you today. And in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Wow, wow, wow. What a powerful and profound word. Thank you so much, Pastor Glenn John, for blessing us this morning with that magnificent word straight from the throne room. Man of God, I will be calling you back after the announcements to give us our benediction for this day. Let us go to God in prayer. Father, we bless your holy name. We praise you. We give you the glory on this Good Friday where you sacrificed your life for us, God. And there is no greater love than the love that you have for us. And so we thank you for loving us unconditionally. We thank you that you shed your blood on Calvary's cross for us, that our sins would be washed away and that we would be free, God. And we thank you that we're able to celebrate you. We thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. And we thank you for the man of God, Pastor John, who came this morning with a word straight from you, God. And I thank you right now that he is restored, that he is healed, that he walks in victory because you made him more than a conqueror. I pray right now for Christ Ambassadors Apostolic Church, and I pray that every single need is met there in the mighty name of Jesus. And for each and every person that dialed into this, the Master's Call, I speak healing, deliverance. I speak that every need is met because you said that you are our shepherd and that we shall not want for anything, oh God. Oh God, on this day, we celebrate you and we thank you for everything that you have blessed us with. We thank you because you are always with us. We thank you because you are our refuge. We thank you because you are our strength. We thank you because you are our creator and you are our savior. We thank you because you are our friend. We thank you because you are the way maker, God. We thank you for Ambassador, for Dr. P.K. Roberts, and we thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for the DS De Leon family, and we thank you for Artists International, God. We thank you that we here in Artists have been reloaded, recharged to do new and greater things in the world, oh God. And so we just bless your holy name for all those who are sick, God. I speak healing right now in the name of Jesus. For those who have departed with loved ones, I speak right now comfort, peace, and strength to them right now. For every financial need, I decree and declare that it is met, God. For every single barrier that has been hindering us right now in the name of Jesus, I say that we have already broken through it, God. So I just praise you and I magnify you, O Lord. I thank you for traveling grace and mercy. And for on this day and every day, we will give your name the glory, the honor, and praise. And it is done in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. To hear the replay for this call, please go to 712-432-1085, and the access code is 539598#, immediately following, I'm sorry, replay. 712-432-1085, and the access code 957677#. We will be heading over to the morning motivational call after part two of this call. And that number is 530-881-1300, and the access code 539598#. On this Sunday, wow, Easter Resurrection Sunday, at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, our Dr. Stan Breakthrough Harris invites you to join him at www.kingdompreneur.info or call 605-475-4700 on the access code 602
9.7 pounds. I will make sure that I post this on my Facebook page just in case you missed it, and you can go back to the replay for this call. At this time, Pastor John, can you please come back to the line and give us our benediction for part one of this, the Master's Call?
Oh, praise the Lord. I thank God this morning for life, and I thank God for reloading. I thank God for resurrection. It's called Remeans to Do Over. So therefore, may the Lord bless thee and keep thee. May the Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Have a great day today and a better one tomorrow. Amen.
Wow, what an anointed call we have had here this morning. Thank you so much, Pastor John, for your message this morning. Minister Wanda, thank you for seating us and greeting us. And to each of you who have dialed in, this call would not be what it is without you. So thank you so much. So at this time, we're going over to part two of the Master's Call, where we hear your praise reports, your prayer requests, and your testimonies on this day. So I would like to bring to the line at this time none other than our Mother Eagle, all the way from Prairie View, Texas, none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. V, are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning. Praises be unto God to each and every one of you. Pastor John, I tell you, you are so anointed, and that word on this Good Friday morning was such a blessing to each and every one of us. I always want to esteem the God in you, and thank you for being such a faithful, loyal, consistent, and powerful speaker for our TMC family over all of these years. I love you and appreciate you so much. I know as a pastor, this is a very busy weekend, but a blessed weekend for all of us, and we definitely will be keeping you in our prayers. Minister Wanda, thank you for greeting God's people, saluting them as they came and got situated in our telecommunication sanctuary. And again, to our Minister Tiffany, Miss Sunshine, all the way from California. I tell you, she has the sun, the S-O-N in her voice, his love, as she has hosted this call this morning. Before we start our prayer request, I want to give again that number. I'll make sure we have it. Dr. Stan every Sunday, but definitely we want to join him on this coming Sunday. He has a call that is a call that literally highlights biblical principles for those of us in this field called network marketing. So that's everybody on this line. And you can go to it at kingdompreneur.info, kingdom and then preneur, preneur.info, or you can call at 605-475-4700, and the PIN is 602-974-POUND, 602-974-POUND, and that is at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. So for many of us who have our Rillionaire's Call, we can get reloaded, fired up, and then hop on Dr. Stan's call. We want to, again, make sure everybody, I'm sure it's nobody who doesn't realize that this is the pivotal, strategic, critical weekend that all was done, all was paid, the propitiation of our sins, where Jesus was a substitution on this cross for this Good Friday. And as we go into Sacred Saturday, to early Sunday morning, Resurrection Sunday, we are just decreeing and speaking blessings upon each and every one of you. If any of you all have a prayer request or a praise report, you know this is the time, as a mandate, a mission of this call, that we take time each and every Friday to have you let us know heart to heart, breath to breath, exactly what your prayer requests are. And our team of prayer warriors will bombard heaven, stand in the gap, and make up the hedge on your behalf, because it is about family. And we and artists are family. So if you have a prayer request or even a praise report, hit *6 and then 1, and then come on into the queue on this Good Friday. We're going to start with 6003. Blessed Good Friday morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Pastor Vanessa. This is Jackie Henderson.
Good morning.
I am on my cell phone this morning because one of my prayer requests is my sister is a daycare owner, and she took ill this weekend, so I had to come over and take over for her duties. So one of my prayer requests is that you keep her uploaded in prayer. She had to go home on bed rest because she had a infected lung. Her left lung has infection in it. So keep her in uplifted in your prayers. And also my granddaughter and my niece.
And what is your sister's first name, sweetheart?
Her name is Linda, Linda Winston.
Okay, Linda. All righty.
And I do tell you, these few days here at this daycare with these little spirits and attitudes has been challenging for me. But I thank God that today is a holiday, so the daycare is closed today. Hallelujah. But like I said, keep her uplifted in prayer. And also pray for her because this, like I said, being here and experiencing this as the person that's in charge, this is a challenging position to take on. So keep her uplifted, that God continue to give her the strength and courage to do what she's doing because it is a necessary job for her. And for the community. And also, my niece and my granddaughter are in Washington, D.C. They left yesterday, and they should have arrived by now. But they received a special invitation to perform in Washington, D.C. this weekend. So pray for them that their performances go well and also for traveling mercies for their travels back home again. And it was so wonderful seeing all of my TMC family this past weekend. I love you all, and I wish you all a blessed holiday.
Thank you very much, and you know we love you, and it was so good to hug your neck and spend that quality time with you. All righty, from Tennessee, good morning, Sister Janice at 2280. Welcome to our Good Friday call.
Good morning, Pastor V. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, woman of God.
Yes, good morning. And to the TMC family, I just want to say I do have a praise report this morning. This is Janice Mitchell from Memphis, Tennessee. And a few weeks back, I called and I asked for prayer for my sister, my sister Melanie and her son, Caleb, and her daughter, Brittany. And Brittany is getting married in June. Caleb, I had the very severe condition with the eczema, as well as dealing with another issue at his school that he's still dealing with, but God is so good. His eczema is doing so much better. My sister is just as excited and happy as she can be. They're planning this wedding, and it just seems like a burden has been lifted in that family. And I'm just so thankful to God and thankful to the family for praying with me. Also, my son, Martin, that I was praying for to get a job, has a job.
Amen.
Yes, he is. Has been on the job for 3 weeks now. And it's so amazing. And God is just so good because it is a job that he really, really wanted. And he had received that letter that said, you know, we thank you for your application, but your qualifications are not there, whatever the letter said. Well, that was not God's plan, and he is now on that job. And I just want to thank God, and I want to thank the family, and I just want to wish everybody a great weekend on this wonderful resurrection weekend today. And thank you so much for this call, Pastor V. It's just such a blessing. Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you. And I tell you, I still remember how we got to, and for me, connect the name with the face in the Bahamas when we were down there and at the airport together. So praise God for all those praise reports. Amen. All righty. Good morning. Good morning. 0853. Welcome on this Good Friday to the Master's Call.
Great morning to each and every one of you. Talanda Newborn from Portland, Oregon. What an awesome message on today. I am calling for prayer. I was just recalling my day on yesterday and I happened to be one of those people that was walking around all day. Well, I don't know if anybody else did, but I did on yesterday. I was walking around. My phone kept dying, and I was either in a place where I had a charger, I didn't have a charger, I didn't have a plug. And so today's message was just so right on for my life, and I've had a complete week of that. So I am just calling to ask and request that you guys pray for me, and that my message to each and every person that I speak to is clear and delivers well and received, and that is all I'm asking for on today. So thank you.
And I'm sorry, we didn't catch your name.
It is Talonda Newborn, and let me spell it for you, please. It's T-H-O-L-A-N-D-A, and my last name is Newborn with an E on the end, N-E-W-B-O-R-N-E.
Well, we've got it, and I'm so honored you're on the call, and I'm glad that Pastor John's message blessed your heart. I've been up by myself going through three phones trying to stay on the line yesterday and today. So if you think it's in the air, I do understand, and we will definitely pray for you that the Lord continues to encourage your heart. That blesses me when these West Coast folks who are 2 hours ahead of us are on this call, and I see your number on the board, and I get a little confused sometimes whether it's Aisha or you, so I got it straight now, Talonda, so thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, to my heart, my love, on the north side of town, good morning, Platinum President Marie Preston, welcome, welcome on this sacred Good Friday morning.
Well, good morning, Dr. Vanessa, I'm telling you, my girl, you burn it up on Sunday. We had a wonderful time. Ooh, at the concert. They still trying to put out the fire at the hotel because I'm telling you, it's going to burn down by now. But it done got back. Everybody done heard it through the grapevine that they missed it. You wasn't there, you missed it. And I want to say to y'all, to the family, to Pastor John Glenn, he did a great job this morning. Thank him for the word. To my sisters and brothers in Christ, everybody, we love you. I heard Miss Henderson. I kept telling Miss Henderson, I said, we love her, and it was good seeing her in our city. I'm on the road. I'm traveling, so my phone, I done dialed 3 or 4 times. They've been going in and out. I'm on my way back to Houston. My mother is having her 90th birthday party today at the church tonight. This is her second party for her birthday, so tonight at 7, we're going to honor her at the church. So I've been out of town since Tuesday. I'm on my way back. Me and Tara Santa Marks, we're on our way back driving in. So we want y'all to pray for us, have traveling grace on the road. Pray for the elite ladies, Pastor Vanessa, and pray for us this weekend, that everything come out all right for us. We love you guys. You can't do nothing about it. And let me hear from you. And y'all are welcome to come to the celebration tonight at the church if you want to at my nephew's church, 4315 Yale Street Baptist Church. We love you, Dr. Vanessa. Back to your
is that Pastor Terry's church?
Yes.
Okay, I know where that is. Okay. All right, I will definitely call you later, and I'll tell you, I was so happy to see her last Sunday because they had a party for Madeira that past weekend, and she was already saying that night she had to go home Friday night, Saturday night, and what do you say, cut up all these potatoes, and she told me, I may not make it when you minister, but I'm praying for you. When I saw her walk in the door, I said, oh, I'm a help and walk to you, and I think I can make it now. All right, well, I tell you, I love you so much. We got you covered in prayer as you all are traveling back to Houston for Traveling Mercies, and I tell you, it's such a great thing because many of us prayed for your mother when this time around the Christmas time last year when everybody counted it out, but God, ha, and his healing virtue. And so we are excited that she gets to continue to celebrate 90 years of life. So amen. Will you all be safe traveling up that highway? Okay, are there any more prayer requests before we go to the Lord in prayer on this Good Friday morning? This has been a phenomenal week. Well, as we said, we started off with Palm Sunday there at the hotel. As we were concluding the conference, we brought in palm trees all around the altar. So we would remember that this was a sacred week. I was so blessed to preach the last seven words, been in civil services this week ministering. And so excuse my voice if I sound a little hoarse, but this is a pivotal time because if Jesus had not died and been resurrected, because, you know, many have died, but he's the only one we know that has been resurrected. All right, so I get a little preach on this morning. All right, Minister Sharon, good morning to our Good Friday call. Thank you, thank you, thank you. As always, such an anointed praise and worship leader. I tell you, you all, they didn't have nothing on, nobody had nothing on them. Those women of God got on that stage and sang and harmonized and ushered in the anointing of God. As the old saints say, we had church Palm Sunday morning. So good morning, dear. The floor is yours. Minister Sharon?
Sorry, just talking with my phone muted.
Okay.
Well, all praises and glory to God. He did it. How about that? And I thank you and Dr. PK for the opportunity to just serve. And I want to thank just personally that anointed praise team who without them, I'm nothing. So thank them so much. I had a prayer request. Just yesterday evening, I talked to a coworker who we prayed for before, and his cancer has come back, his prostate cancer. And so he had been free for 3 years. And so I wanted to put his name back on the prayer request. His name is Don Jeffries, D-O-N and J-E-F-F-R-I-E-S. And pray that he will be open because I tried to talk to him yesterday, but he didn't want to hear about the products. But pray that he will become open to at least researching the products. And God bless every one of you. Happy Resurrection Weekend.
Amen. And I did speak with Candy about your jacket, if you want to follow up with her. Did you ever find it?
I did not. I texted back and forth with her. I even called the hotel as well, but no one called me back. I called them twice. And,
but we're going to pray and put that down here to call that blue jacket back in. Since it's definitely of sentimental value, we're going to definitely pray that God knows where it is and to call it back into your possession. Amen?
I appreciate that because I was just telling God yesterday, it's not even about the money, it's just the jacket.
Yep. Amen. Well, again, we love you and we appreciate you. And you also have a very blessed Resurrection Weekend. All righty. 1748, good morning. Welcome on this Good Friday morning to the Master's Call.
Good morning, and thank you for this beautiful call this morning. But you, can you repeat the number that we for Sunday night?
Sure. And who am I speaking with?
This is Patrice O'Day in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Well, good morning. Good morning, Miss Patrice. The number is at 8 p.m. Central Standard, so that'll be 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, is 605-475-4700, and the PIN code is 602-974-POUND. And I'm encouraging everybody, every Sunday night you can, to get on the call with Dr. Stan Breakthrough Harris, where he teaches really as a minister, as an evangelist, the biblical principles of our business of network marketing. We learned, in the Hebrew that sell means service. And he comes from that scripture in Proverbs 11:26 and other scriptures to help fortify us when we go out and understand scripturally why we do what we do. So again, 605-475-4700. The PIN code is 602-974-POUND. The website with that, well, I think he archives the calls there is kingdompreneur.info. Kingdom and preneur.info. And so we're definitely encouraging all of our artist family to be a part of that call. All right, Ms. Patrice?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're more than welcome, and you also have a blessed weekend. Is there anybody else before we go to the Lord in prayer? Because this is the time that we designate for taking prayer requests and praise reports. And we are very, very serious about as intercessors, as prayer warriors. And as Minister Tiffany said, and I'll always reemphasize that anybody, everybody, God is tugging on your heart to be a greeter or host to call. You hear these lovely ladies. And yes, Mother Eagle will stretch you because there's a great deposit of God in you. And this is a great platform and a place to grow in your gifts. And we'll be excited to have you as part of our Prayer Warrior team family. And you can contact me at info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. There's a lot of you who are ministers who have a word of God in your belly. We don't discriminate. We ask you to participate. If you want to be a blessing to this call at that same email address, info@themasterscall.net. We are so humbled when many of these ministers take time, when they're already pouring out so many places, and come on the call and share a word, 15 minutes, they're pouring into your spirit. If you have something God has given you, I encourage you. You know, most times people don't, but I'm such a mentor at heart. We encourage you to share the gift God's given you. To, you know, don't just say it's for us four no more. You share it with your TMC and your artist family. All right, well, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Didn't you see anybody? Thank you. Thank you, Father, for this Good Friday. And you were born to die for our sins. You chose to leave perfection and come down to be a substitution for our imperfections. Father, we thank you on this day. You died one of the most horrific kinds of death ever known to man for our sins. Your blood, the blood of Jesus was shed on Golgotha's hill for my sins and the sins of all of us on this line and the sins of those in the past, present, and future. You chose to die for us, and we are eternally grateful. And on this resurrection weekend, Father, we realize it's not about Easter egg hunts or bunny rabbits or any of those Madison Avenue marketing techniques. Yes, for the children, they still need to be taught of your sacrifice. So on this call, we reverence your name. We reverence what you've done. We thank you for the word today that reminded us that it's all in vain if we don't go out and share, if we don't go out and tell somebody that you still live, that we serve a risen Savior. Thank you that we were reminded by your mouthpiece, your man of God, that you pour into us so that we go out as ministers in the marketplace and pour into others. We ask you first to pour back into your manservant, Pastor Glenn John. We ask you to pour back in all the virtue that this man of God so freely poured into us. I thank you that these on this line are not just hearers of the word, but doers of your word also. Bless the works of his hand, his ministry, his family, his business, everything he touches. We speak that a thousandfold Deuteronomy 11:1 blessing into his life. We thank you for his faithfulness to this call and to this vision and to our artist family. We don't take it lightly. So, Father, you know his spoken and his unspoken prayer requests. So we thank you as you bless him and all of our speakers, all of our TNC family. We thank you for the prayer requests of Jackie. We lift up her sister Linda, and infected lungs are a name, and they have to bow to the name of Jesus. We send the word like the centurion soldier asked. We speak the word and send the Jehovah Rapha, healing virtue to Linda's lungs, and we thank you that your touch, you're the Surgeon General, heals her body. And as she's getting the bed rest she needs, Father, pour into not just her body your healing virtue, but her heart, her spirit, her mind. We thank you for this business that you've allowed her to have, to bless your little ones. It's clear in your word how important your children are, their little spirits, their little hearts, their little development that, Father, that you use her as an instrument, as a light. And even as Jackie has stepped in, give her your patience, give her your compassion for these least of these. And, Father, we thank you for her niece and Jackie's granddaughter who are in D.C. performing. We pray for their traveling mercies. We pray for their favor and their great success as they are there in D.C. This resurrection weekend, you resurrect talent. Bring back to their remembrance their routines and anoint their talent so that it is used for your glory and it's edified for their good. We thank you for our beloved Sister Janice from Tennessee, from Memphis. We thank you for her praise report. Father, you're a God that keeps your word, your promises. As you said in 1 Corinthians 1:20, they're yea and amen. We thank you for her sister Melanie and then you touching her, because eczema is a name, and it's bowing to the name of Jesus in Caleb's body. And her daughter, Brittany, Melanie's daughter, they're preparing for this covenant connection of her upcoming wedding. I thank you for the joy of the Lord that's in their home. I thank you for the blood of Jesus that rests on the doorpost. We just thank you for your favor and your blessings abounding. And, Father, we thank for your faithfulness for Janice's son, Martin, that when the devil thought he had said no, when the enemy closes the door, you told us to look to a window and your presence and your Jehovah Nisi victory will come through. So we celebrate with the job, the desired job that you have given her son, Martin. You said in Psalms 37 that when we submit ourselves to you, that Hebrew word delight, when we delight ourselves in you, you give us the desires of our heart. So we thank you. We thank you, Daddy God, for what you're doing in Janice's family. And we thank you for Yolanda from Portland early this morning pressing in. We just pray for her diligence and we pray for her perseverance and her persistence to keep on in spite of phones and in spite of any challenges. Father, I thank you she has on that armor of God, and no matter what fiery dart that the enemy hurl at her, she lifts up her shield of faith and they fall null and void to the ground. So we thank you today. You're ordering her steps. You have put a fire in her spirit, in her heart, to go out and artist her community, to go out and open her mouth with the message that she has an answer of product. She has an answer spoken with the love of Christ. She has an answer that can change lives, lifestyles, and destinies. Father, bless her efforts, bless the work of her hands. And we thank you, thank you, thank you for our Platinum President, Marie Preston. We speak the traveling mercies that will continue to encamp around her car as she's traveling back to Houston, ministering angels of God. You stand on post for a safe arrival. And, oh, God, we celebrate your faithfulness. That walking miracle, call her Mother Medea. I thank you that when people see her, when they come out to celebrate 90 years of life, they'll remember when the death angel was trying to knock on her door. Life and life more abundantly answered. We thank you, God, that she's a testimony, but God, it ain't over till God says it's over. So we thank you for Medea's life and her legacy and her children and her family and her great-grandchildren and all the many relatives that will gather together at the church tonight as a testimony on a Good Friday night that, God, you are good and your mercy endures forever. Father, we pray for Don Jeffries. Prostate cancer is a name, and it has to bow to the name of Jesus. Now, Father, you said that the heart of the ruler was in your hand, and you turn it whichever way you will. Well, we speak that even the mind of Don. You touch it now that he be open to the health, the products, even as we know the testimony of Pastor John of how he had prostate cancer, how the doctors told him he only had 7-8 months to live. And by you sending the miracle in a bottle, that you will open this man's heart, that you'll anoint Minister Sharon with the words of how to say and minister to his spirit, that you'll plow up the fallow ground where she can plant seeds of truth, that he'll receive that answer. And we know you are the Surgeon General, and just a touch from you can heal his body. So whichever way you will, we ask your will to be done of healing his body. And Father, we just thank you for even Patrice calling in from Florida. We thank you for her heart being open and sensitive this weekend to want more of you. Now, we speak to more of you to everyone on this line. We thank you for their dedication morning after morning, week after week, year after year, to uphold, to undergird, to lift up Artists International in prayer, to receive in their hearts, in their spirit, a word from you. So we thank you this sacred, this sanctified, this strategic weekend with you. God, you be glorified in our lives. God, you order our steps. You remind us we are you're God that's still working miracles, that's still delivering people every day, that's still setting the captives free, that's still reversing every curse that has tried to come against us, that you're the God of a breakthrough, and that as we stand firm and focused and faithful on your word, you said in Isaiah 55:11, that your word would not return void. So as the Bible says, we decree and declare to the heavens that as we have petitioned you, that we have sent these words of faith wrapped in the anointing, dripped in the blood of Jesus, as they're hurled through heaven, we thank you for the pog of faith that hits the mark so that we know that we know that we know it's already done. And because you live, as the churches all around the world will sing Sunday morning, he lives, my Savior lives today. We thank you on this Good Friday. You had to go through the valley before we sang on the mountaintop. And today, somebody's feeling like they're in the valley. Somebody's feeling like they're on that Golgotha hill. Somebody's feeling betrayed today. Somebody's feeling that all hope is gone. But remind them, God, that it's always darkest before dawn. Remind them, that even the best fruit grows in the valley when it looks like it's a rough place, when it looks like it's a hard place on that potter's wheel. You're just smoothing out the rough edges. You're just purging us and pruning us of what doesn't belong. And we decree, come forth as pure gold. So, Daddy God, we thank you for this time together. We thank you that we have the mind to intercede, to cover each other in prayer. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, the visionary. Father, I thank you that he stood on that stage, flat-footed, bold, and reminded us that he has a vision and nothing, no one will abort what he has been promised that God would do through Artists International. So, Father, we're reloaded, refocused, and we rejoin that vision to say that we will give you first the faith of God, the mustard seed faith that will speak to any mountain. God, we are about family, our artist family, our personal families. And Father, we thank you that we'll live a lifestyle. Lifestyle in the Greek means a conversation that will glorify you in our going in and our coming out. And we rejoice this weekend. We'll go out, as Pastor John told us. Doesn't do any good just to hear it and not share it. And we'll go out and share with others the good news of the gospel, the good news of our artist products, the good news of there's a God that still heals, delivers, saves, and makes a way out of no way. So we seal this time in prayer, knowing that by your blood this day, over 2,000 years ago, it is finished, it is done, and it is so. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have a blessed resurrection weekend. and we look forward to hearing you on Monday. Blessings to each and every one of you, and bye-bye.